For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh, hi, everybody. It's me, Natty Bumper Car, and this is how I sound now because I got sick. And who is it who got me sick? Was it you?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Interesting, because I feel like you might have been sick a couple of weeks ago with a stomach bug.
But that was
a long time ago.
Yeah, I know. It was probably Ollie. He had a...
Oh, wait a minute. That's right. You had the stomach plug, stomach bug. And then Ollie had the flu. And then ever since then, I've had a cold.
Yep.
Did you know, though, I got tested for the flu. I've been tested twice so far. And both times, no flu.
Me too.
You didn't get tested.
Yeah. No.
No, you didn't get tested at all, right?
You sure?
No, I'm not sure of anything. Are you sure?
Question mark.
Oh, a question mark is in the air. Let's see. I'm going to walk over to that question block, and I'm going to tap it. And what comes out of that question block?
No one knows.
It's a mystery?
Well, I don't know if I took it. I think I did.
You took what?
The flu shot.
Oh, no, you definitely had a flu shot.
Oh, it hurt.
Now, hold on a second. You just said you didn't remember if you had it. And now you're saying it definitively hurt. I don't understand. That doesn't make any sense.
It did happen, but I forgot.
But now you remember?
Yeah, I'm a panda bear.
You're a panther bear? What's a panther bear?
I said a panda.
Oh, a panda bear. You are a little panda bear. This is not a video podcast. This is just an audio podcast. Do you know what audio means?
It doesn't show anything.
Audio is sound.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like sound waves?
Sound waves, yeah. Audio is made up of sound waves. What was that? Did you just take a drink and then you choked a little bit?
Yes.
Oh my! What are you drinking today?
Minute Maid lemonade.
Ew! I only drink homemade, natural lemonade that's made by lemons. Did you know that?
No, in Georgia, probably.
In Georgia, the only kind of lemonade we drink is made by lemons.
Really?
No. Did you know that sorry for the cough. Did you know that lemonade, so it's like if it's two words, it's lemon, and then it's aid. And you know what aid is? Help.
I know.
It's help.
Oh, wait, what?
Help. Lemon, help. It's like Gatorade. Gator help. Is that crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, do you drink lemon help?
Yes.
That's awesome.
And Gator help.
Gator, which is your favorite, Gator help or lemon help?
Both. I can't choose.
You can't choose. They're both your favorite. It's kind of like my children. You're both my favorite.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Who do you think is my most favorite?
Mommy.
Or?
Popcorn.
And who do you think is my mostest favorite?
Emerson, which is me.
Wait, no, you're my favorite.
Oh.
Wait, you and Oliver. Oh, no, I'm confused. You and Oliver are my favorite. Popcorn is my most favorite, and Mommy is my mostest favoritist.
Why is Popcorn moster?
Because she's still just a baby. I know. You're old.
But she's going to turn 7.
March 31st. That's her birthday.
I know.
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
She's almost a year old. Can you believe it?
Yeah, she's probably 6 years old right now. And probably. Then she's going to turn 7.
So wait, that means she'll be as old as Oliver.
Yes, I know.
Oh, that's crazy. So there'll be 2 7-year-olds in our house.
And then next year she'll be 14.
And how old will you be? 11? So she's going to be the... Oh, she's going to be the oldest.
No, now you're not going to really care.
No, she won't be my mostest favoritist anymore because she won't be my baby.
Ollie will.
Ollie will. Oh, that's right.
He'll only be 8.
Yeah, and you'll be 11 and she'll be 14.
Yeah.
That's kind of bananas.
Frank.
I don't know. I was
call you Frank.
Do you remember, do you know your friend Peter?
Yeah.
So I was talking to him and he had a really interesting concept. He said it was about dog years. And oh, I can't remember it. I can't believe it. But he said something about dog years. And then he, you know what stinks? I had to make a phone call because I couldn't remember what he said. And then the person that I talked to, who I had told it to, also couldn't remember. So we have lost an integral part of knowledge, a very special bit of knowledge about dog years. And now I'm sad. Are you just going to crunch on ice?
Yeah.
Is that good? Do you think that's good for your teeth?
No.
I've heard it's not, but I don't really know. It seems like it's ice. Is it going to hurt them? I don't think it will. But maybe it could. I don't chew ice except for... So the ice that you have in your mouth is kind of... It's hard ice, right?
No.
But it is. But they make this ice that... There's like little pellets, and they're softer, and they're like... wonderful to chew on, like amazing to chew on. Mm-hmm. And but
smash burger.
That's where you ate today. Did you like it?
Yes, it was good.
It hurt my stomach. Everything hurts my stomach these days. All I can eat anymore is...
It used to. Remember when it always hurt my stomach every time I ever eat?
Every time you ate anything, you would say, what would you say? Oh, Daddy, my tummy hurts.
No, my stomach hurts.
My tum-tum. My rummy tum-tum hurts.
What's that mean?
I don't know. I was just making up a silly word. Yeah, I do remember that. And now Daddy's tummy hurts every time he eats.
Scribble.
You know what that is? So Emerson just found a basketball that's in our basement where we record, and it's got the word scribble on it because when I used to live in Brooklyn, New York, when I went to Pratt Institute, I would go and play basketball on the courts, and my name was Scribble because every time I dribbled, I would scribble around the court, and I would miss the basket.
Really?
Yeah. I love basketball, but I'm not very good at it because I didn't play it growing up, and so... I don't have all those skills that you might need to have.
You played football growing up and then you hurt yourself.
No, I played soccer growing up. My whole life I played soccer until I was a sophomore in high school. So I was probably 14, 15, 16. No, I was probably 15. And I stopped playing. I didn't make the team, so I couldn't play soccer anymore.
Aww.
I know, sad. And then I played... senior year, I played high football.
And then he hurt his...
Knee. Yeah, not my high knee, but my knee.
And then he almost died.
No, that didn't happen. But what did happen, it was before... Do you know the story?
No.
So...
You didn't even get to play.
I didn't. In junior year, I was playing in PE. We were outside playing flag football. And...
It was flag?
Well, no. So we were playing flag football in PE, like in, you know how you have gym?
Yeah, gym.
Yeah. And so we were outside and we were playing it. And our PE coach was the football coach for the next year. He was new. And he came up to me and he had a real southern accent. He said, son, you ever played football before? Like that. And I was just like, no. Because I was really skinny and I was really small, but I was really fast. And I was like, no, I never played football. Why would I do that? And he's like, next year, you're going to play on the varsity team. Like that. And I was like, okay. And so then I had to start going to practice. And practice for high school football was like 5-6 times a week. It was all the time. The school bought my equipment, like my pads and my helmet, everything. They bought it for me. And then there were football camps over the summer.
Wait, do you still have the stuff or no?
No, it was so long ago. I don't have any of it. Sad, I know.
Did it have the Georgia sign?
No, that was before I went to Georgia. This was in high school.
Oh, what did it look like?
It was blue and gold. And I went to a place called St. Pius. And we were the St. Pius... I don't even remember. Golden Lions. We were the Golden Lions. The Golden Lions. And so...
Winnie the Pooh played.
When Winnie the Pooh played, yeah.
And his honey broke.
And Eeyore? His honey broke?
Yeah, and his ears, and Eeyore's tail fell off.
Oh, that's so sad. Did they lose the game?
Yeah, but Eeyore's tail always falls off.
Remember? Why does it always fall off?
I don't know.
That feels like they should find a solution for that.
And Tigger.
Yeah, Tigger's just jumping around. What does he say?
And then they got tackled by...
Wonderful thing about Tiggers is Tiggers are wonderful things. Their tops are made out of rubber, and their bottoms are made out of springs. They're bouncy, fun. But the most wonderful thing about Tiggers is I'm the only one. Oh, I'm the only one.
Wait, no. He got tackled and got a concussion.
Who did? Tigger?
Tigger.
Oh, no. So did the doctors take care of him?
No.
No? Was Piglet? He wasn't on the field, was he? He's too tiny.
He juked everyone out.
Really?
Yes.
What about Kanga and Roo? Did they play?
No.
Kanga was watching and Roo was rooting?
Yeah.
And Owl?
We don't want to talk about that.
Oh, something awful happened to Owl. So do you know what happened? So I went through, we had summer practice.
Yeah.
And then we had something called two-a-days. And two-a-days are where you have a practice in the morning and then another practice in the afternoon.
Wow.
So you're practicing for like 6 hours, 8 hours a day. And this is 2 weeks before school starts. You're at school every day, 8 hours. Boom. Practice. Because they want you to be ready for the season. And that's in rain. That's in hot. That's everything. And I, in the first week, I ran straight. And then I cut to my right. And then I went back to the left. And when I did that, my knee went klumble. Like that. It went klumble. And I was like, ow, that hurts. But I was young and I was kind of, I didn't know. And I was just like, well, I hurt my knee, but I still played on it for a day or two. And then the team doctor came and I said, hey, my knee feels funny. And he did this little test and he was like, oh no. Oh no. Did your knee go kablobble? And I was like, it did go kablobble. And so then I had to go, they took me to a hospital and I had to get an MRI, which you know, the CAT scan that you were going to get?
Yes, I hated it.
So it's like that, but it was for my knee. So I didn't have to, my head didn't have to go in, but it was like this, it was kind of like a super x-ray is what we'll call it. MRI stands for, I think, magnetic resonance imaging. And it's so scary. But then they found out that my knee was busted. And so they did surgery on it. Orthoscopic, where they put tiny, tiny, tiny little things in my knee and tried to fix it.
Nothing didn't work.
No, it did not. And then I went to physical therapy and I was on crutches for the whole season. And so I'd get to go to pep rallies. Do you know what a pep rally is?
No.
So a pep rally is like when all the students gather around in one room and they cheer on the team. Where they're like, woo, go Golden Lions, like that. And I was out in the middle of the floor like, yeah, I'm a Golden Lion, look at me. And then the last game of the season, the coach asked me, he wanted me to dress up in uniform, get in uniform. I was like, okay. And I was standing on the sideline. And then with just, I mean, like 20 seconds to go in the game, he goes, bump car, get in there. And I was like, what? Do what? He's like, get in the game. And I was like, oh, no, what? Because I didn't know what to do. So I went in on the huddle. We were on offense. I was a wide receiver. And... I was terrified, and I said to the quarterback, I was like, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to stand. I don't know anything. And he's like, just go over there, stand. When I say hut, run. And I was like, I can do that. I know how to do that. So he goes, hut, and he gets the ball, and I run. And as a wide receiver, you're the guy who catches the ball, and there's a guy called a defensive back, and he's the one who tries to stop you from catching the ball.
I know what happens.
And so I was supposed to run out, bounce off that guy, and then cut to the inside. That was my plan. But when I went, I bounced to bounce off of him. He grabbed me with both hands and picked me up off the ground because he was a really big guy. And then he said, get off me. And he threw me down. And then the time of the clock ran off and the referee whistle went like that and the game was over. That was my football experience.
So who lost?
Oh, we lost by a lot.
So they cheated.
No, they didn't cheat. They just were better than us.
Why did they say get off me?
I don't know. I think he didn't like that I bounced off of him, but that's what I thought I was supposed to do, so that's what I did.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.